There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Let's talk transfers then. And like I say, I said this off before as well. Neil boxed me off by putting this story out yesterday, so I can ask him about it. If you head over to goal.com, you'll see Neil wrote yesterday. It's a big piece about Liverpool, Brighton midfielders. Liverpool won Alexis McAllister, but Moises Caicedo was the Brighton midfielder who would really transform Jurgen Klopp's side. I'll speak to you about that opinion part of it in a second, but I think the thing that people started tweeting me, and I got about 20 messages to ask you about this, from various people. The Discord went wild, including Josh Hall, who, happy birthday to Josh, by the way, it's his birthday today.
Is it, yeah? Oh, yeah. Geno Insight legend.
Yeah, happy birthday to Josh. Loads of these messages. Anyway, when you said that it's understood that Alexis McAllister's keen on a move to Merseyside, because that came not long, because there was reports from The Athletic, it was Bright, who were saying he's keen on Champions League footy, and I suppose you put a lot of smile on people's faces, really, with that one, because that was kind of, no, I don't think anyone else actually wrote that anywhere, really. There's been lots of reporting, Neil, about Liverpool wanting him, but it was, does he fancy Liverpool? But it seems to feel like, you've written now that you believe that he is.
Yeah, he is. I mean,
he's kind of walk, that can't be the end of it.
Well, I mean, it can be. I mean, it can be both, can't it? I mean, Champions League football is still on the agenda as well. But I think if you listen to Jürgen last week, he said, I don't get in front of players much, which, okay, we'll see. But he said, when I do, I very rarely get a player saying to me, yeah, I'm keen as mustard, but by the way, you have to be in the Champions League, you know. And he's made that comment before about pushing the train and being part of the journey and all those kind of things. But Liverpool would not be having him on their list of targets if Alexis McAllister only wanted to join a Champions League club. It's just, they would not do it. They would, that would be the first thing. They would actually withdraw from the race themselves if that was the case, because they would say, well, all right then, see you later. That's the way they operate, you know. It would not have got to the stage where, right, we're in the race for him. So, and his father was obviously at a game earlier this season. I think there's obviously, it's not just a desire to play Champions League football, it's a desire to play for a Champions League club. And Liverpool, even if they're not in the Champions League next season, they are a Champions League club, level club. So that possibility is definitely up there. I think the biggest question is the money. Is around, you know, what's he going to cost? There was a story, obviously, about 70 million at the weekend. I spoke to people at Liverpool who were like, well, it's not really agreed, you know, that's not really a figure that's sort of been ironed out. Brighton in a position where, again, we spoke about it a few times, they don't necessarily have to sell. I think there was a story from David Ornstein about a mechanism as opposed to a clause that may be able to help get McAllister out of Brighton in the summer, but not necessarily one where it's like, right, you pay that much and he's gone. I think so. It's going to be difficult to get anyone out of Brighton, and I think it comes down to what's the overall package going to cost. You know, if you're talking sort of £100 million for Alexis McAllister, I don't think Liverpool are there. I don't think anyone's there personally. So what can you get him for? You know, is it closer to sort of 60, 65 million? I think Liverpool would be there. I think there's going to be developments on that in the next few weeks. Definitely, well, of course, there is going to be developments on it in the next few weeks. But I think this sort of, by the end of this month, I think we'll be in a pretty clear position of where he's going and how sort of close Liverpool are to getting this deal done. But I think he is a player that's right at the top of Liverpool's list now, in terms of it. And I can see why. I know we'll come on to talk about the piece yesterday, which is my belief. That's just an opinion, that headline of mine. But I can see also why Liverpool would want McAllister, because he keeps the ball well. He scores goals, he creates goals, he's set piece excellent. He's a player who's used to winning, and he's a player who's used to having a lot of the ball, a lot of pressure around it, and also used to playing in a team that's sort of on the front foot an awful lot as well. So I think he would be a good fit, definitely.
I suppose you also right here that Jurgen Klopp is believed to have received a glowing feedback on his character and training habits from Adam Lallana.
Yeah.
Obviously, who Jurgen knows well, obviously. First of all, Jurgen's not having those conversations. I mean, there's the red light that they're interested in him. Why is Jurgen phoning Adam Lallana up for or whatever?
Yeah, to be fair, that could be incidental conversations in the sense of, you know, yeah, I think Jurgen speaks to Adam Lallana a lot, just generally, and you know, that could be just passed on as, oh, this McAllister's a great, great lad, you know, whatever. But yeah, that reference will not go unnoticed. You know, I think that's worth more than a sort of, almost worth more than a scout's report on, you know, oh, he had a good game against Manchester United, or he was brilliant against Arsenal on Sunday. You know, that's the kind of stuff that he wants to know. You know, what's he like in training? I don't know what the feedback necessarily is off Caicedo, potentially. You know, I know he had a little bit of a set two at the club, didn't he, towards the back end, and he was told to stay away. Whether that counts against him in any kind of sort of character reference, possibly not. I mean, Virgil van Dijk had something similar, didn't he, I think, at Southampton, where, you know, it didn't put Liverpool off signing him. But yeah, I think Jurgen values someone like Lallana, who knows the Liverpool character, you know. If Adam Lallana said, oh, he could play in that Liverpool squad, he'd fit in, I think it's worth its weight in gold, isn't it? Yeah. You know, for someone like Liverpool. And I believe, not necessarily that's exactly what's been said, but I think that's the sort of tone that's been said, that, you know, if you're wavering on McAllister, I'd say yes, he can go and play for this team, never mind in terms of his ability, but in terms of his character as well. You know, he would enhance your squad and your personality within the squad. I mean, it doesn't take a genius to work that out, does it? He's gone into the Argentina side and made them a much sort of more coherent and closer team, and he's obviously very popular among that. He's had a big impact at Brighton. I believe, you know, his English has come on well. I think his girlfriend was a fluent English speaker when he came over, and now he's sort of in that position as well. So I think it's there's a lot of positives around McAllister as a player, as a person, and as a potential signing.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Absolutely, and I'm just going to end on this one for now, and then we'll talk about the Caicedo stuff, which is your opinion part of it. But you say McAllister's the one they want, and he's the one they think they can get. There's a bit of confidence around this one. Like, for example, when we've sat here in the past about Bellingham or Tchouaméni, it's been the hopeful, or, you know,
yeah.
But this one, they think they can get him. Is that a different tone compared to those two deals, perhaps? Or
possibly, might be too much into that? Possibly. I mean, he's not as big name a player, is he? Yeah. You know, albeit he's a World Cup winner and he's a very good player, but he's not I don't think you're talking about competing against Real Madrid and Manchester City for Alexis McAllister, for example. So that instantly sort of knocks a layer off in terms of your confidence, you know, in terms of whether you think you can get him. I think that the money, the fact he's coming from a club like Brighton is more in line with Liverpool's recruitment policy anyway, isn't he? You know, in terms of he's coming from a certain level and he sees Liverpool as that step up, yep. As opposed to, listen, Bellingham sees Liverpool, would see Liverpool as a step up, but when you've got Real Madrid and you've got Manchester City, you know, there's a few step ups you can take. There's going to be a lot of midfielders moving this summer, isn't there? Clearly, the story is already coming, you know, gathering pace around Arsenal, Declan Rice. The story is going to develop about Bellingham. I think, you know, there'll be other players, Caicedo, another one, that there's going to be a bit of a merry-go-round, I think, of midfielders. Mason Mount, obviously, another one that we've spoken about a lot on this show. I think there's a lot of potential sort of jigsaw pieces that can fall into place, and it might depend on who goes where for what. In terms of money that gets talked about, we're looking at Brighton. I mean, there's another part of the story there is Brighton. You can see they're already starting to spend money for next season. Mo Dahoud is going to come in on a free. Milner, Xhao Pedro's come in as a sort of a forward, you know, attack minded forward. I look at the players that they're starting to feed into the side now in Ciso and Buonanotte, and you're thinking, they might have found another couple, certainly within CISO. They bought a guy, a Swedish international in January, who hasn't really played Ayari. He hasn't yet played. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see him in the next couple of games, just to give him a bit of a feed into the team. So it's not a case of Brighton are going to be left high and dry and what are we going to do for next season. You know, they're already starting to make preparations, I think, for McAllister and or Caicedo leaving. The manager spoke about it after the Arsenal game, which, by the way, some performance, wasn't it? We're all talking about Manchester City's performance against Real Madrid, and it was fantastic. That Brighton performance at Arsenal on Sunday was something that I think made a lot of people go, wow, that was a serious...
Might
have
to save your job.
Yeah, you can't argue. You look at it and you think, that is identity, isn't it? That is identity in a team from a manager. And as a result of that, you know, the players within that are going to get a lot of plaudits. But afterwards, he said, didn't he, for sure we're going to lose some players, maybe McAllister, maybe Caicedo. I think he name-checked Matoma and Estupiñán. I think it was those two. As sort of, they might need a little bit longer before they're in that position, which is interesting. You know, I probably would say Matoma looks ready for the move this summer. You know,
I don't know if you've seen the video of him where a young kid at a Brighton fan event asks him, like, about Matoma, and he goes, you can get his name on the back of your shirt next year, or something along those lines.
Does he? Yeah, like, I haven't seen that.
He says something along the lines, like, well, you know, and he literally says, do you get what I mean? As it basically was,
yeah, he's going nowhere. I mean, listen, he's a breakthrough star this season, isn't he? So potentially, if you were going to spend a big chunk of money on him, you might want to see a little bit more from him and be sure that it's not just a hot streak. But wow, what a player he looks like. You know, Ben White will be having nightmares, I think, for a few weeks about what he experienced at his hands or his feet on Sunday. But De Zerbi name-checked these two players, didn't he? In particular, McAllister and Caicedo. I think there's an acceptance at Brighton that probably someone's going to cough up the money that they want. The players are probably going to want to leave, definitely going to want to leave, I think. And there'll be some handshakes and thank you for everything. Go and enjoy the rest of your career.
So watch the space on Alexis McAllister. It sounds like, I think the general report was, he wants to get to the end of the season, he owes Brighton that. They're playing for a lot. They're not out this top four race, and they're very much in the European place race for this Europa League, if not conference thing. So it feels like this one could be one that moves quickly, but it'll wait until the end of the season.
Perhaps. Yeah. I mean, I think that's been the general, I think Fabrizio Romano reported that like he wants to get the move done quickly. He wants to get his future decided quickly once the season's over. So, you know, we've got 10 days before the season's over. As I say, I don't think by the end of May we'll be in much doubt as to, at the very least, that he's going to leave Brighton and potentially even as well where he's going to end up.
Is it United? I've seen United links
for McAllister. I think Chelsea as well. I've been linked. Yeah. I mean, Chelsea got a lot of midfield work to do, haven't they? You know, you think of, you've got Kovacic in the last year, you've got Kante as it stands out of contract, you've got Mount, Gallagher, Loftus-Cheek. There's a lot of midfielders at Chelsea who there's a question mark around. It's probably only Enzo Fernandez, isn't it? Of the sort of the first team clutch that you say, well, yeah, he's definitely going to be part of Chelsea's midfield next season. I mean, there's a midfielder in the dugout in terms of, we don't know, you know, he's obviously in Frank Lampard that's going to end up sort of away from the club. So there's a lot of change coming at Chelsea. Of course, there's going to be linked with a lot of players. I think McAllister was one that was linked in January, maybe just on the back of the World Cup potentially, but I think they'd certainly see him. I mean, if you had Enzo Fernandez and Alexis McAllister, you've got Argentina's midfield, really, haven't you? You know, you're only missing Messi, and he's available. Yeah, believe this. Yeah. So
don't give Tobo any ideas. That isn't beyond the realms. Hey everyone, hope you enjoyed that clip from Journal Insights. If you want to check out the entire show, we also spoke about Casado, we talked about Lavia, the lads who are leaving, Adrian, loads more. Simply head on over to redmenplus.com. If you've never signed up at redmenplus.com before and you want to check out all the amazing content, if you enter the code YEAR when you sign up as a yearly club captain, you'll get it for half price. So rather than paying £50 for the entire year, you'll only pay £25. So yeah, redmenplus.com, yearly club captain, use the promo code YEAR, £25, and check out Journal Insights and all our other amazing, amazing content. We'll see you over there.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.